WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is the Christmas 2020 edition of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. It's all Christmas music tonight, starting with two Davids, Murray and Benoit, performing the 8-bit Keys original, Carol of the Toy Keyboards, followed by the traditional Carol of the Bells. FM and WCWP.org. Marion Meadows with We Three Kings, part of the Carols of Christmas, a Windham Hill collection in 1996. Marion was on soprano sax, Brian Keane on keyboards and balama, Dave Anderson on fretless bass, and Arto Tunç Boyajian on vocals. Don't make me repeat that name. Percussion was split between Arto, Brian, and Federico Gonzalez. Before that, David Benoit with Carol of the Bells, part of a GRP Christmas collection in 1988. David first performed that arrangement on Christmas Time in 1983. Both versions have Tony Morales on drums, but this also has Bob Feldman on bass and Grant Geisman on guitar. David was on piano. And we began with another David, Murray, of the 8-Bit Guy and 8-Bit Keys YouTube channels, and his 2015 original, Carol of the Toy Keyboards. The keyboards he used were a Yamaha PSR-300, PSS-470, PSS-270, and Casio SA-76. There are many ways to access the song, including the 8-Bit Guy Soundtrack 1 in 2017. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen is the next Christmas song tonight, performed by Chet Atkins. John Nielsen with Away in a Manger on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from A Midnight Clear, Music of Christmas in 1991. John played piano, synthesizer, and guitar with Rob Thomas, no relation, on bass and percussion by Jason Moore. Before that, Chet Atkins on solo guitar with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen from East Tennessee Christmas in 1983. Lindsey Stirling plays Tchaikovsky next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP is your home for great music and great conversation.
And streaming worldwide on WCWP.org and the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
The all-Christmas music show continues with another triple shot, led by violinist Lindsey Stirling, performing a song from Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker, Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. FM and WCWP.org. That was three Christmas songs in a row. The third of them was Hark, the Herald Angels Sing, performed by Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band on a Big Fat Christmas Rap This in 2015. It featured Trey Henry on bass, Andy Martin on trombone, and Gordon Goodwin on piano. Before that, Jeff Johnson, Brian Dunning, and John Fitzpatrick with Sussex Carol from A Quiet Knowing Christmas in 2001. Jeff was on keyboards, Brian was on flute, whistle, and accordion, and John played violin and viola. And we started with Lindsey Stirling on violin and Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from Warmer in the Winter in 2017. Mannheim Steamroller are a Christmas staple, and it all started with their 1984 album, Christmas. The first Christmas track on that first Christmas album was Deck the Halls, Welsh Air. In It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Brian Culbertson with City Sleigh Ride on Winter Stories in 2019. Brian was on piano and organ, Steve Rodby, an alumnus of Pat Metheny Group, on bass, Kahari Parker on drums, and Lenny Castro on bongos, shaker, and sleigh bells. Before that, Mannheim Steamroller with Deck the Halls, Welsh Air, from their first Christmas album, Christmas, in 1984. It'll be a Peter White Christmas next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Alana here inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Show
and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Back in the 2000s, I got to see the Peter White Christmas Tour 4 years in a row at IMAC Intermedia Arts Center in Huntington. It was Peter White, Mindy Hebert, and Rick Braun. Ahead of that third year, Peter encapsulated the tour into an album, Peter White Christmas, which began with The Little Drummer Boy. It's the special Christmas edition of Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and that was Jesse J with a neat take on Jingle Bells from California Christmas in 2016. It was also Connecticut Christmas because J. Rowe arranged that and was on keyboards, Dave Lavolsi on bass, and Trevor Somerville on drums. The California players were percussionist Richie Cajate Garcia and Jesse J on tenor sax. J. Rowe recently recorded a faster version of his arrangement, which is just as neat as the original. Before that, Peter White, Rick Braun, and Mindy Hebert with The Little Drummer Boy from Peter White Christmas in 2007, based on the annual tour, spun off from the Dave Koz Christmas Tour. Rayford Griffin was the drummer, Nate Phillips on bass, Ron Reinhart on keyboards, Peter White on guitar, Rick Braun on trumpet, and Mindy Hebert on alto sax. We'll hear from David Benoit again to close out hour one, but first, another Christmas song with Rayford Griffin on drums. It's by George Howard on soprano sax, The First Noel.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of the Christmas 2020 edition of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with the second appearance by David Benoit, this time performing a rapid-fire Santa Claus is Coming to Town on his Christmas Time album in 1983. That's where Carol of the Bells originated before the GRP Christmas Collection version you heard earlier in hour one. Both songs had David Benoit on piano and Tony Morales on drums, but for Santa Claus, Jimmy Fox played guitar and Wade Short, not Wayne Shorter, was on bass. Before that, George Howard with The First Noel from GRP Christmas Collection Volume 2 in 1991. George was on soprano sax with Daryl Smith on keyboards, Dwayne Smitty Smith on bass, Kevin Shokan on guitar, Rayford Griffin again on drums, and percussion by Munyongo Jackson. Hour 2 begins with Darren Ron on tenor sax and another unique take on a traditional Christmas song. This one is Angels We Have Heard on High. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Giovanna Joyce Imbesi on solo piano with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear from A Windham Hill Christmas, The Night Before Christmas in 2005. Before that, Darren Ron and a host of others with Angels We Have Heard on High from A Smooth Jazz Holiday in 2011. Sticking with ensemble albums, here's a song from Trippin' and Rhythm, The Very Best of Christmas in 2009. It's the Christmas song, sometimes mistakenly referred to by its initial lyric, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. And this version of the Christmas song is by Greg Kourakos, playing the same instrument as Giovanna Joyce Imbesi, piano, plus keyboards, drum and bass programming, and Pat Kelly joins him on guitar.
It's Mike, WCWP, Shomari.
That's not my middle name, but I'll go with it. Kim Pencil with Winter Wonderland on this Christmas edition of Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was on Kim's 2015 album, Early Snowfall. Kim was on piano, Rick Van Meter on tenor sax, like Darren Ron, Rusty Burge on vibraphone, Michael Scharf on bass, and John Taylor, no relation to the wide receiver, on drums. Before that, Greg Kourakos on piano and keyboards and drum and bass programming with the Christmas song from Trippin' and Rhythm, the very best of Christmas in 2009. Pat Kelly played guitar, but Greg played everything else, as I said. And speaking of piano, before there was Joey Alexander, there was Sergio Salvatore. The pianist was just 12 years old when he recorded the song you'll hear next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
So I get this call from my grandma, and she's like,
"What's a podcast, and how much does it cost?"
The WCWP app, available now on iOS and Android devices.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
We've heard songs from the first two GRP Christmas Collection volumes. Now we have two from Volume 3, starting with a 12-year-old Sergio Salvatore on piano, featuring Dave Valentin on flute. There's no place like home for the holidays. ...88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was two songs from GRP Christmas Collection Volume 3 in 1993. You just heard Yellow Jackets and their gospel rendition of Go Tell It on the Mountain. Yellow Jackets at that time was Russell Ferrante on piano and keyboards, Jimmy Haslip on bass, Will Kennedy on drums, and Bob Mintzer on woodwinds, in this case soprano sax. Before that, Sergio Salvatore, 12 years old at the time, with There's No Place Like Home for the holidays. I also turned 12 in 93, and I turned 39 in 2020, which means both of us are pushing 40. Sergio was on piano. His father, Luciano Salvatore, was on keyboards, programming by Dominic Cicchetti, Chip Jackson on bass, Danny Gottlieb, another Pat Metheny Group alumnus, now of Gary Sinise's Lieutenant Dan Band, on drums, and Dave Valentin on flute. Next on the Christmas Hit Parade, if that term applies, the Alison Brown Quartet with Joe Craven and Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Gerald Albright with O Tannenbaum on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That's from 40 Years, A Charlie Brown Christmas in 2005, celebrating the TV special's 40th anniversary. It's now been 55 years. Gerald played tenor sax. David Benoit made his third appearance of the show, this time on Rhodes piano. Tony Maiden on guitar, Alex Al on bass, Vinnie Colaiuta on drums, and Luis Conte with percussion. Before that, the Alison Brown Quartet with Joe Craven and their version of Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow on Evergreen in 2008. Alison was on banjo. Joe was on fiddle and percussion. Gary West, her husband, on bass. David Heyer on drums, and John R. Burr on piano. Speaking of A Charlie Brown Christmas, we'll hear the original version of Skating by the Vince Guaraldi Trio next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
I can't take it anymore.
88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
From the A Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack, it's the Vince Guaraldi Trio with Skating. That concludes a triple shot of Christmas songs on Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The third of the three was Vincent Ingala covering The Carpenters with Merry Christmas, Darling, from his 2016 album, Christmas. Vincent played all the instruments on Merry Christmas, Darling, especially tenor sax. The second of the three songs was by Mark Egan, still another Pat Metheny Group alumnus, and What Child Is This? Greensleeves, another song from a GRP Christmas collection in 1988. Mark played 4- and 8-string fretless bass, and Sammy Figueroa provided percussion. And we started with the Vince, not Vincent, Garaldi Trio and Skating from the A Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack in 1965. The trio was Vince on piano, Fred Marshall on bass, and Jerry Grinnelli on drums. Let's bring back Mannheim Steamroller and the first song from their third Christmas album, Christmas in the Air, with an E, in 1995. Joy to the World. FM and WCWP.org. Mannheim Steamroller with Joy to the World from Christmas in the Air in 1995. One Christmas song remains, and it's Oh Holy Night by David Lanz on piano and Paul Spear on guitar from Narada, the Christmas Collection in 1988, the same year as the first GRP Christmas Collection. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. I may have been raised Reform Jewish, but I wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.